Harry Bigmore and Tommy Little.
And Carrie Away today, filling in, we have the gorgeous Ash London.
Hello, beautiful humans. I do need to point out our producer Sonda tried to get us excited before we came on air a couple of seconds ago. That was pathetic, wasn't it?
You know what it was? It was too much with no warning. And so when a lot of people woo, it's kind of a great feeling. But for those who didn't hear it, and you would have, if you're listening in your car, this is what happened just 2 seconds before we went to air, just this. Just one, and I was like, oh, God. Oh, no? No? Okay, that's meant to be pump-up stuff.
Yeah,
okay,
the feeling was there, and I feel the love from Sonda, as confusing as it was at the time. But I'm really happy to be here, guys. You know I love you all.
Well, it's lovely to have you. It's also actually lucky that we have some other members of our team, because I know one of our team members, it may or may not be the one that just screamed before, ended up in an ambulance, and you're going to find out why next.
Oh, gosh.
Dramatic, I know. That's
we
how we do stuff here.
We won't be laughing about it, though, will we?
We can laugh.
So serious.
Oh, no, we can definitely laugh at her. It's fine.
Harry Bigmore and Tommy Little.
Carrie and Tommy right around Australia with Ash London filling in today.
And Ash, I just mentioned that one of our producers ended up in an ambulance over the weekend. And it's no surprise that the producer in question is the messiest of all of our producers, who also happens to be the boss of the show. Producer Sonda. Son, it's nice to see you alive, upright and well. You are okay now.
I'm very well, thank you.
That's good. If you don't know Sonda's work, you might know her from being the infamous poo runner as featured on Channel 10's The Project.
Okay. No need to bring that up. Separate incident.
Mate, you're the one who said it on national TV.
I was stitched up. I thought it was going to be a comedic segment. I didn't realise I'd be part of a very sad story about a woman who poos herself when she runs.
Can I say, Sonda,
uses her dogs as shields.
Yeah, all right.
I work in Sydney on Today FM Breakfast in a different office to a different city to you, and all of the staff member crowded around a screen and we watched it together.
Yes.
And did you feel sorry for me or
not at all?
I
couldn't believe. No, I thought I need to stop being friends with this person. Oh. It was bad for my rep.
Oh, okay. See, it makes me like you more. One of your adorable foibles.
That's an indictment on you, Tommy. Seriously.
No, you know when you're just like, oh, God, she craps herself when she runs. She's fun. But Son, what happened?
Okay, so I took a vitamin.
Yes, just a standard.
A multivitamin.
Was
one of those big ones, like the horse size ones?
No, I won't mention the brand, but it was one of them designed to boost your immunity.
Why are you not mentioning the brand? You're hoping they sponsor the show.
Hey, I want more of these vitamins.
This nearly killed your producer. Yeah, have a truckload for free.
I had a cold and I was given them by a pharmacist to help me recover.
Yep.
Are they green coloured?
No, they were brown.
Okay. I just really want to set the scene here. Continue with you. Sorry.
So I took a vitamin. I should mention that at the time my husband was at an airport.
Just out.
Okay. Yep. I get very detail-oriented down in my story. My husband wasn't there. He was going away for work. It was just me and my 15...
His name's Adrian. We met quite a long time ago. And when we first met...
My 15-month-old son was with me. It's in the morning. Took a vitamin... Thought, oh, that's not hitting the tummy right.
Yes.
Ran to the toilet to vomit.
Yep.
Vomited. And then things went downhill very quickly. I needed to...
Because your blood pressure dropped,
My
right?
blood pressure dropped to the point where I was passing out, and then I needed to evacuate bowels.
Wait. How do you
Hang
go
on.
From...
We'll just get into the good bit.
But I'm confused as to how her blood... Did you throw it up or was it a failed attempt?
No, I threw it up and then I started getting woozy and passing out and became incapacitated and pooing myself to the point where I thought, I better call an ambulance.
That's a normal Monday for you, Sonda, isn't it?
I know. I'm used to that, but
but the rest of it.
I'm laughing because I know you and I know you're okay now, but I feel like people hearing this for some like, stop laughing at this poor woman.
Well, if I'd been by myself, I probably would have just lain on the toilet floor.
Yes, but
because
I got
my little one and he's crying in the front and I think I actually don't have... I can't help him. So I passed out on the toilet and then I was still on the phone to the ambulance. I dragged myself to the front door of my house. My pants were still down around my ankles.
No. Had you wiped at least?
Yeah, I did. No.
Did you?
Yeah, good girl. I did.
It's very good.
She's a lady.
I'm surprised.
Yeah.
And all that, why didn't you, if you had the energy to wipe... pull your pants back up, mate.
That's true.
Like, if anything, if you've only got energy to do one, I would choose pulling the pants up instead of wiping.
Have a pooey bum, but have your pants up.
Well, but at least it's covered then.
Instead of having
your... They're not going to... Paramedics aren't going to take your undies off to check if, you know...
They're not going
to
sample. When you go, I did my Dax, they're not going to go, I need to check to make sure. They're not going to treat you like a parent does a toddler. And so the paramedics rock up to find you like that.
Yeah. So I'm my son's standing there screaming. I'm just standing at the passed out at the front door, moaning, "Help me with my pants around my ankles."
Yeah. So we were going to do calls here on what happened when you took a multivitamin. What's the worst that happened when you took a multivitamin? But I reckon it's far more interesting to take calls.
You can't go rogue when we're talking about pooey bums, and you decide to go rogue on the phone topic. I'm worried.
13 1060. You know the ambo is on the way. You only have energy to do one. Are you wiping your bum or are you pulling your pants up?
Everyone's wiping their bum.
I'm pulling my pants up.
No, I hate to agree with Tommy on this. Yeah. You're pulling your pants up.
This is great.
Because it's both of those things in one. Pulling the pants up gives you a wipe and coverage.
I've got an idea. What about pants with toilet paper in store?
What? How have we never thought of this before?
Oh, God. Oh, give us a call. 13 1060. You've only got energy to do one. Are you... Ambulance on the way. Are you pulling your pants up or are you wiping your bum? Give us a call.
301060, we'll take your calls next.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Ash London filling in today.
Ash, we're just doing, it's that radio staple, you know.
Is it though?
Yeah, it's as common
as... I've been doing radio for a while now.
No, it's as common as Beat the Bomb or Secret Sound. We're asking the question, if you can only do one, do you... pull up your pants or wipe your bum. If you only have the energy to do one, knowing the paramedics are on the way, because Sonda, our producer, you found yourself incapacitated from a multivitamin and you were blown out both ends and you only had the energy to do one of those things.
And I'm a lady and I wiped.
There naked from the waist down.
Yeah, but with a clean bottom.
I made the right decision. On this one. You
I
didn't,
can't
though.
Believe you guys
didn't.
Would leave poo on your bum for people to smell.
They don't know. Well, they're not smelling.
Your bum out, though.
What paramedic is smelling you?
I don't know.
They're not
mate.
Going to get over here. Give us a sniff.
I don't know. Oh. They did my blood pressure. Maybe they're smelling me as well.
Charmaine in Newcastle, you've only got one option. Are you pulling the pants up or are you doing a wipe before the paramedics arrive?
Oh, my God, I'm pulling them up and covering it up.
Yeah, I agree, Charmaine.
Charmaine knows what's up.
Can you believe Sonda's confidence?
Oh, no, definitely not.
Yeah. I don't think I could even have them rocking up. I think I'd rather die.
Well, I thought I was dying, mate.
Yeah, but I'd go, well...
Just leave me. Yeah. Don't even come, the guys. Only thing my pants are down. Don't worry about coming to save me.
Yeah, the only thing that would make me not want to die is I'd go, oh, actually, someone's then going to find me like this. Do you know what I mean? I'd rather it be a stranger.
What's going on down there for you, Tommy, that you're so scared of? That's where my mind is going to.
Not enough.
That you'd rather die than have a paramedic see your bum out.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
You've got some weird childhood trauma. It's got to be.
Let's go to Sam. Sam, which one are you doing? Are you pulling your pants up or are you wiping your bum?
I'm pulling my pants up and I'm not wiping my bottom.
You're not, yeah. These are all smart people. Have you had an experience like this, Sam?
Last night, actually. What? I had the ambos come last night. I have a hemorrhoid and I couldn't wipe my bottom because I had gastro 2 days ago.
Oh, my gosh.
I know, oh, Sam. I know.
Sam. So you're bad, my favourite
person. So I couldn't wipe, so I had to just let him go all brown, all red.
Oh, God.
Sam. Hi, Sam.
Oh, wow.
You're pretty fun, hello. Sam.
Are you
bless
single,
you.
Sam?
These things happen.
Yeah.
Pardon?
Are you single or have you got a partner?
Yeah, I'm single. Two babies.
Good on you, Sam.
Yeah.
You're a bloody legend, Sam.
You've got to do it.
Yeah.
Get the hemorrhoids.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
I know.
Well, I don't know where to go with that. I'm sorry.
You know what I appreciate? Honesty.
Oh, she's honest.
It's great. Brookie, when have you had hemorrhoids?
It's not the question.
Oh, sorry.
Are we wiping bum or are we pulling pants up?
Hi. No, I would personally wipe my bum because this has actually happened to me before.
So I would let them see me naked before they, I would let them see me have some on my bum.
Thank you. I couldn't agree more, Brookie.
Oh, everyone's got... I feel your pain. I feel your pain.
You know what, Sonda?
I love that. Sonda, sorry, the two people who've experienced this both wipe.
No, Sam pulled her pants up. Well,
okay,
you just didn't listen.
As soon as she disagreed with me, I stopped listening.
No, it's as soon as you said hemorrhoid, everything else vanished from your memory. I deserve an apology, I reckon, because when I changed the phones on this to this topic, you rolled your eyes like this wasn't going to be radio gold.
Yeah, no, you're right. This is very good stuff.
We've still got so many calls coming through, we should just say. But Julia in Brisbane, you had a situation with your hubby. So you're telling on your hubby. What happened?
Yeah, well, he decided to multitask for the first time in his life. And he didn't pull up his pants and he didn't wipe, but managed to use the brown carpeted stairs on the way down to meet the Ambos as a wiping apparatus.
So the Ambos got greeted like a dog when it has worms and it pulls itself along the grass?
Yep, correct.
I mean, that'll do me. Thanks, Julia.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Ash, welcome to the show. It's lovely to have you. Love to invite you into a segment where basically it's a safe space to complain in a huge voice about things that are absolutely tiny.
The totally sh- me.
Nothing annoys me more than when people come up to me and say, oh my God, you're so skinny, you need to eat more.
Loud people noises, like breathing and eating and chewing.
Yeah, people always come up to me, tell me, I'm so skinny, you should eat. That never happens.
Even when I heard that one, I'm like, I don't think that should be in there. It doesn't really fit.
Everyone hates that girl now. Every woman's listening, oh, shut her up.
Yeah.
What do you want to complain about? What's grinding your gears? Well, tell me.
They don't put cheese after the names of types of cheeses on the menu and stuff. There are so many different types of cheeses, and it always makes me look like an idiot because I'm like, excuse
me, the waiter
what's
over?
Manchego or something? And it's
Manchego,
like,
it's a delicious cheese, smoky.
Right. Okay, but just put cheese after it. So then I don't have to ask what it is. Yeah, just say Manchego cheese.
But only fancy. If it's cheddar, you don't need the cheese.
No, I'd still
Parmesan,
like it.
Parmesan, don't need the cheese. Oh, you want it for everything as a blanket.
Yes, just say it's a cheese so I don't have to ask what is that.
Yeah, and if it is a foreign word, don't assume I know it.
Put a
translation.
Absolutely. And also, if you're a waiter and I ask what the word is and I don't put the accent on, don't say it back to me in accent.
No one likes that.
Oh, sir, do you mean epiniada?
Yeah, if you don't have the accent normally, don't do the accent.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just say it like a normal person.
Although,
get it wrong.
I'll tell you what, Papadom is a very hard one to. It's I slip into Indian real
but
hard.
No one says Papadom. Is it A? Papadom.
No, it's really Papadom.
Papadom? One says Papadom.
Papadom. I do. I put a real Aussie back into it. I'll have a Papadom. Give us a Rogan.
Do you know what annoys me?
Papadom.
When people say espresso martini.
Dave, you nod as well. Hey, there's another thing. I got another thing for you. Parking meters, the new parking meters that they're putting in, and they make you put your license plate in and they don't give you a parking ticket. And so if you have excess parking time, you can't hand your ticket on to the next person, and the council's making a fortune because if someone else comes in and parks there, they're getting double the money.
New ticket, and that takes away your right to be the hero when you say, oh, I got this, mate, and then you walk away for the rest of the week, you are just feeling like so benevolent.
Yes, that was one of the nice little gestures in life where you could go, here you go,
it's
here you
beautiful.
Go. You used to be it's able beautiful. To do it on transport as well where there'd be like a two-hour ticket or something
like
that.
There's still an hour left. Oh!
Yeah.
And you just feel so superior.
Yes.
God, that's good. I never thought about it that way, Tommy. And you know what? I'm annoyed on your behalf.
Yes.
And while we're talking about those tickety things, today I was late for my doctor's appointment because it takes 8 minutes to waiting for the card tappy thing to work. And you're standing there running, waiting, people lining up behind you. Just let me swipe the card, you know?
Yeah.
That's tough.
Okay.
Or when you plug your phone in before bed,
yes.
Thinking, oh, tomorrow I'm going to wake up with 100%, and you wake up up and hasn't charged. Oh, God, there's a 4%.
I know. And people always question me. They're like, why? Well, why did you not know it was plugged in? And I'm like, it plugged in perfectly. It's just someone had knocked the bit out of the wall, so it wasn't plugged
into
the wall.
Someone came into your room during the night, knocked it out, and you didn't even know.
Well, it's actually my cleaner, and they clean, but I wanted to appear more common than I am. And so I didn't want to admit that I had a cleaner. So I was trying to pretend that someone just randomly happened to knock it out of the wall. You know what else? I got one more. Do we have time? How long?
Always.
Look, 13 10 60. If you want to get involved and chat quite a lot about a very small thing, the other thing is I've started drinking macchiatos or espressos, right? Small coffees, tiny coffees.
Wait, a macchiato is different to an espresso.
Oh, one's just got a bit of froth on the top. Yeah, I don't mind. I'm happy to have either. Right?
I like that.
I like them because they're good for my self-esteem. If I'm feeling down, I can hold the little cup and I feel like a giant, and I like it. What I don't like is they charge me the same price. I got one today. It was $4. $4. If you get a latte, it's the same price, and yet they fill the whole thing with milk. I feel like asking for a cup of milk on the side just so I get my value. Yes. It should be the same price.
Oh, God, I'm sorry to do this, but you've spurned me on another one. When you get a big breakfast at a place and you say, hold the mushrooms, but can I have avocado or no bread? And they charge you extra for the extra thing without taking you off what you took off.
Yes, they charge you for an extra even though it's a substitute, not an extra. I also hate no variations on weekends. You know, cafes say that.
That's when I'm getting a brunch. Who's going out for
it's
brunch
the only
on a
time
Monday?
I want my variations.
Okay, 13, 10, 60.
We're getting wrapped up.
The little things
the variations
that annoy you. Give us a call. We'll take your call.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
It's Carrie and Tommy right around Australia. Carrie Bickmore is not in today. We have Ash London filling in.
Yeah, and I'm next, Ash. I'm going to probe you about your love life. But right now
you're jealous. I already know what's going to go on. It's your jealousy. I'm just going to preface that now. Continue on with the phone topic.
We'll see. We are talking about the little things that totally give you the because I've started drinking small coffees, espressos, macchiatos, and they're charging me for the same like amount for a full size coffee. And I think if you're only getting a tiny amount of coffee and none of the milk that you get in a latte, it should be a smaller amount of money.
I agree with you wholeheartedly. Yes. Courtney from Shepparton. Hello, what little thing is grinding your gears, baby girl?
My partner leaves his dirty clothes right beside the washing basket in the bathroom and annoys the hell out of me.
Oh, doesn't put them in the washing basket but just leaves them beside him. Yeah.
Right beside him.
Do you think he's doing it deliberately to get at you?
Probably.
Yeah.
No, I'm the person in the relationship that doesn't put them, I just leave them wherever. Yeah. And I would say that maybe Courtney just needs to get over it, really.
Yeah, there is a chill out factor to it.
Yeah, it annoys me when my husband is like, put things in the laundry basket, and I'm like,
well,
chill out, bro.
Also, Courtney, do you then wash them anyway?
Yes.
Yeah, see, this is the
enabler.
Thing. Because he's just like, it doesn't matter where I leave them, they still get washed.
She needs to take a stand if she wants to see action. I would say Courtney's lazy.
Well, Courtney maybe should burn the clothes. Teach him a real lesson.
Too far.
Okay, sorry. Let's go to Mark. Mark, what is the little thing that is grinding your gears?
Yeah, I'm a floor sander and polisher. Yep. And I'd put two coats of lacquer on, and then the very next day I get the owners of the people that I'm doing the job for, and I've vacuumed, I've prepared everything, then they decide to walk on the floor.
Oh, no. Oh. When it's not.
Anyway, what happens is they drop a hair. I've already lacquered and... it's not lacquered. I've cleaned up, prepared it all, and they drop a hair. And then the next day I get a phone call saying, I found a hair in the lacquer.
Yeah.
It's not your hair, Mark. It's their hair, isn't it?
It's their hair. It's a big, long, black hair. I've got short, blonde hair.
Yeah.
Short, blonde.
Yeah.
And
it's niche and I love
it. And redo their floor and repair it.
If I was in the four sounding game, that'd give me the irrits too. Such a relatable problem. Thanks, Mark. Let's go to Bender from Port Macquarie. G'day, legend.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Great. What's the little thing?
I'm a courier in Port Macquarie, and I absolutely hate when someone makes mistakes driving and someone has to use their horn.
Yeah.
Oh, like, is your life that stressful? Have I really messed up your day so badly that you feel the need to use the horn?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, and when it happens to myself and I'm at a set of lights and I miss that green because, you know, I'm having to look around and that person behind me, they're going to slow ride.
Oh, yeah, love that. Oh, isn't that the best feeling?
Yes. I'm guilty of that. If someone gets right up your ass, just giving a little tap on the brakes.
Yeah, I love
just letting
that.
Them know I'm prepared to crash. You know?
I'll be late for wherever I have to go.
Yeah, and you're closer to the front of your car than I am to the back of mine, so I reckon the impact's going to hurt you more. Oh, let's go to Sapphire. Did that get too dark too quick? Hey, Saph, what's going on, Sapphire?
Hey, when I'm walking around in public or shopping or anything, people come up to me and just touch my hair for no reason, like without even asking.
Oh my god! Is it because you just Sapphire? Why do they so touch cute. Your hair?
I have like super curly hair.
Oh my god! Okay, yeah, what
I
else?
I've got curly hair too, Sapphire.
Do they touch your hair?
Yeah, they do because it's so cute. But I get it because it's like, of course you would touch it. It's so cute.
Do you know what sometimes gets me like just a little bit?
It's like when
we've got like a lot of energy, like a lot of energy on the show. Like things are giving us the shit and we want to talk about it and then we get someone's going, oh my God.
Oh, Sapphire, bless her.
Bless her.
Don't touch her hair.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Yes, so right around Australia it is Carrie and Tommy, although Carrie Bickmore is out today. So we have Ash London.
The bloody wonderful Ash London.
Oh, careful, Dal.
Well,
yeah, hello. Glad to be here.
The very happy Ash London.
You always bring this up, Tommy. You're so jealous of me. A little too happy
Ash London.
You can say too happy, but I am so proud of the fact that I have found the one, and I will always revel in the happiness and the joy that I get when I think about the fact that we found each other.
It makes the rest of us puke.
Makes you puke, not everyone.
You and your husband, Adrian, are just so happy that I think there's something. I'm like, where are you hiding the bodies? Do you know what I mean? You paint such a perfect picture to the outside world that I'm like, what underlying thing is going on here?
No, it's not like we're pretending on Instagram to be in love, but really we hate each other. Mm. I just have the firm belief that talking about love and celebrating love makes it even more loving. It's a beautiful thing. We need to celebrate it. I don't mean to do it in a, I'm better than you. And I am sorry that it's made you feel sad and insecure, Tommy. I am sorry about that, but that's not my problem, is
that's
it?
It's okay. Also, if we removed everything from this world that made me feel sad and insecure, it's a pretty empty world.
It's a pretty sparse outcome.
Yeah, there's a few tumbleweeds and not a lot more going on.
Yeah, but I never thought I would. I always assumed I would settle. I thought that I'd be like, my life is so good. I'm never actually going to find an amazing guy. So I'll just get someone that, whatever, he won't be the centre. Yeah. Other things will be great, but whatevs. So I'm stoked that I found
You'll get a soft seven.
A soft seven, which I'm happy with.
Yes, but you've got yourself a hard 10.
A hard 10. And I'm stoked.
And I think it's rare to the point where you thought he was a hard 10 from just spotting him. I've heard you talk about the moment you met him and you were like, oh, he's the one.
I spotted him across the room and grabbed my best friend's knee and said, who is that? Mm. That's Adrian. I said, introduce me. I'm gonna marry that guy.
I'm gonna pounce on him.
Yeah, and I did. And I texted my mates that night. I met my husband. Sure enough, turned out to be. I mean, he had no choice about it.
Yes, and that is the behaviour which would send most men absolutely running for a mile. if you are there, if you're a woman and you're listening and you're thinking, oh, maybe this is what guys like. Maybe they like after the first time we meet them to say, oh, I met my husband. No, don't behave like that. This is one of the very rare occasions.
Yeah, that's where a good PSA. Worked. You're absolutely right.
But I want to hear from the opposite.
Yeah, okay.
I want to hear from people who have settled.
So we're not going to celebrate love and all of its glory. We're going to do the opposite.
Oh, so boring. I want to find out because statistically speaking, there's no way that everyone that is married to the one or is married to their soulmate or even thinks that they're a hard 8 or 9, let alone a hard 10. And you can use a fake name if you want, but I reckon a lot of people get to probably my age realistically and they go, oh, good enough, near enough is good enough.
Yeah, you know? Or some women really want a baby.
Absolutely.
So they think, I'd rather have a baby with someone I kind of like than be alone without the baby and, you know, whatever. Yes. So I think there's actually a lot of people out there in this boat. And there's no judgment here. Like, we'd love to hear from you. We can use the voice decoder.
If anything, you'd make me feel better, to be honest.
Yeah, so, and I won't gloat, guys. I won't gloat about my eternal happiness.
Well, 131060, you can use a fake name if you like. We can use the voice decoder. Do you think people will call?
I think people will definitely call.
131060, have you settled? Give us a call.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Carrie Bickmore not in today. We have Ash London filling in. And next, Husey's going to be in the studio to help us with a problem.
Yes, we are bringing his TV show to the radio because we've got a listener who has an issue. And I reckon the Hughes might be able to help. But right now, Ash London, the very happy Ash London that admits she's found the love of her life. I thought it'd be interesting to ask the question on 131060. Have you settled? Are you not like that? And have you settled down with someone who you don't hate, but you look at and you go, they're okay, like they're pretty good, but they're certainly not my one.
It takes a lot of self-awareness to be able to admit, yeah, I have settled. And there's no judgment here. It's fine. There's lots of reasons, but we would love to hear from you guys. And Tina, you're up first. So what happened? Did you settle? Can you admit that?
Hi, Tommy Nash. Yes, with my first marriage, I did settle. To be honest, he knocked me up.
Yeah.
Yep. So that's not why we got married, though.
Men do that. They're notorious for it, Tina.
Damn, men.
Yes.
Yeah.
I thought, he was a nice guy and, had a steady job and I had a steady job. And, we thought,
How long did you stay married?
We were together for 10 years.
Right. And what was the breaking point that made you go, nah?
Well, it was when I was pregnant. Well, I don't know. I'm just being totally honest out there. But when I was pregnant with my third child, I just went, he's not the one. He wasn't really, I was really family oriented and he wasn't. And he had at the time no interest. It became apparent he had no interest in me and the children. So I just went,
That's so gutsy of you, Tina, to actually make the call. So how young or how old was your youngest when you walked away from the marriage?
4 months old.
Oh, Tina.
And Tina, how are you doing now? Are you stoked that you walked away?
Yes. It didn't take me very long to be completely happy that I left that marriage. But, it was... a few years later, I met my current husband. Well, actually, we were friends. We were previously friends, but nothing had ever, come of it because I was married and it's just like busy with kids and whatever. And then he was like, he'd waited a really long time to find the one and it took him a long time because, I had three kids and everything. It's a lot to take on. Yeah, and he did it, and we got married. My youngest, when we got married, was 4.
Wow, and is he the one? Are you so happy, Tina?
Yes, he is the one. I am very, very happy, and we've been together for 8 years. And we have another child together. So, we've got a very busy household with 4 kids.
Good on you, Tina.
Good on you.
Great stuff. Let's go to Mark.
Hold her heart. So gutsy.
Mark, did you settle?
Oh, look, I did settle too young, to be honest. Right now, she's definitely not the one. But it goes through different sort of stages of the relationship. But she's just in the books at the moment. She's studying. And I get home after a long day and she just doesn't give me the sort of attention I deserve.
And so are you going to leave?
I don't want to leave. I feel like, I've been together with her 5 years now, but it'd be a waste of time if I left now. But
you can't. Can I use an analogy for everybody? So many people think on the bottom of the ladder is alone and the top of the ladder is happy. They think that I'm with the wrong person, but I'm already halfway up the ladder. If I get off the ladder, I'm at the bottom of the ladder. No. That's wrong because when you're halfway up the ladder with the wrong person, you're below the bottom of the ladder. You're in the basement.
Can you tell the analogy again, but instead of saying wrong person, can you say wrong person to fit in with the ladder thing?
Yeah, that's so good. You've got it. Yeah, you're right.
Husey is going to join us in the studio next.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Husey and KD here. Hey, guys.
Hello.
Ciao. Daylight savings is proving to be very beneficial for young Kate.
Yeah. What time is it where you are now, Kate? She's in Bologna, Italy, if you don't know.
8:20 in the morning.
And judging by the echo, you have caught us from the toilet.
Is there an echo?
Yeah.
Talk, Kate.
All right, I won't speak.
By 4:30, that would be sorted.
Hang on, is this better?
Is that better?
If you turn, she might have a spare set of headphones up.
Okay. Hang on, Tommy. Yes. Like so many of your female co-hosts, when we talk to you, I'm twiddling with my knob.
Is it making it better or worse?
Is that an improvement?
Yeah. Sounds great, Dar. Sounds wonderful.
You could be doing knob talk at this time of day. Katie, you've got to remember that
you can do knob talk at any time of the day.
You totally can.
Well, I can talk about
twiddling with my knob.
Katie, can I talk about twiddling with my knob all day, can I?
Katie, don't you think Husey would absolutely restrict his knob twiddling time to between the hours of about 9:30 and 11:30 at night and never any other time?
What?
you think he's a very a very straight up and down guy.
Yes.
Tommy.
Yes.
Oh, no, I don't think so. I think you underestimate the ways in which he's bent.
Do I? Mm,
I think so.
I'm not when the children are awake, we're not. There's no.
Well, children are awake for a long time.
I would have thought restricted to bedroom and restricted between hours.
No, I reckon up 10 p.m. was where was the opportunity start.
Yeah.
And they can go right up to midnight.
I thought you were going to say, they can go right up to 10:05.
Could go to midnight depending on what television shows are being watched.
Ash London, we had a core earlier who didn't get through, but he's actually got a bit of an issue. And I thought, Hughes, because you are in the business of dealing with problems, and Katie, absolutely, you're just great at resolving conflict, maybe you two could help. This is Dre from Brisbane. G'day, Dre.
Hey, how you going?
Good. Now, you have an issue. What is your issue?
Mate, I've got an issue of the century.
Okay.
So hopefully you guys can give me a hand here. Look, my missus is practically ready to pop with our child. She's due on the 1st of May, but we've got a bit of an issue where we can't settle on a baby's name.
Okay.
Oh, this is a very big issue. Now, have you got babies already or is this your first?
Well, this is our first together.
Oh, it's a big deal.
Do you know whether it's a boy or a girl?
It's a girl.
Oh, well, that's okay.
It'd want to be a girl.
And have you got it down to a few to choose from? Where are we at?
Well, basically how it goes is whatever she comes up with is all right, and anything that I come up with is just nah.
Well, okay. Give us one that you've come up with.
I like Diamond.
Diamond. Oh, she's going to be a stripper if you go with Diamond.
But a classy one, and she'll choose to do it. She'll have lots of options, and she'll say, no, I want to strip.
Can we compare her to what's your wife come up with, one of the options she's come up with?
Hennessy?
Sounds like a street.
Heaven. Is that what led to the conception?
Like Hennessy?
The drink.
Hennessy is a drink.
What did you think?
All the rappers drink it.
Well, if you put those two names together.
I've never heard of the drink Hennessy.
What did you think it was?
Well, a street.
Hennessy.
Hennessy Street.
You've had Hennessy, Katie.
What's Hennessy?
Everyone's had Hennessy.
I've never had Hennessy. What is
it? You don't drink.
Cognac,
but where's the street?
I just feel like there's a street called Hennessy Street.
So you don't even know.
I'm sure there is.
You don't even know the street, but you thought, oh, yeah, like the street.
It just sounds like a street name, Hennessy. I didn't know it was a cognac.
It's a drink. Okay.
I'm going to go.
Is it between Diamond and Hennessy, Dre?
I think it has to be.
Well,
now,
currently Diamond's just ruled out, which I've just said, well, whatever you call it, I'm calling it Diamond.
You're just going to
keep going. That's not how it works, though, is it, Dre?
So I need to test you with a question because this is going to be your daughter's name. So you do need to know how to spell it. How do you spell Hennessy, Dre?
So it would be spelled H-E-N-S-S-E-Y.
Oh,
Hennessy.
He's missed an E there.
It's Hennessy.
Oh, Hennessy.
Oh, well, we've solved the problem. Congratulations on the birth of your upcoming daughter, Hennessy.
There's got to be an E there in the middle, isn't there?
There's an E.
Is that a spelling problem, or is that a spelling problem, mate, or is that like...
I write songs. I don't spell words. I just...
Yeah, right. Yeah.
You could put an apostrophe in there, like Hennessy. That's classy.
Or we could just, like, not go with Hennessy.
It's better than Diamond, though.
What do you think?
Well, you know, the thing about Diamond, though, Ash, and I understand it's... Well, and also it can be shortened into nice names.
Dimmy.
Yeah, Dimmy. Monty.
Oh, Monty's good.
Monty's nice.
Monty's cute.
Yeah, well, we know Monty.
Hennessy, she can get called Hen.
Yeah, which will be Chook. before you know it.
Is that where Monty Diamond got her name from?
Yes.
Is it?
Yes.
Yes. Because Ryan, because Ryan Shelton.
Sorry, guys. Beautiful name.
Hughes has had a big afternoon of learning things. Ash London, thank you so much for filling in for
Biggers today.
Oh, I love
you, darling. Thanks for having me.
What about poor Dre? He's had no help at all.
We're going with Hennessy. Hennessy.
But we've told him his daughter's going to be on the poll. Poor guy.
She's going to choose the poll. Love the poll. Embrace the poll.
Okay, that's our message for the end of the show. Love the poll. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.